trials dark on every hand when we try to do what's right. And though we do the best we can, it's seldom right. But I am glad that Jesus knows, he knows just how much we can bear. So hold on a little while longer. Won't you look up and smile? There's a bright side somewhere. Oh, there's a bright side somewhere. I believe it is. There's a bright side somewhere. Don't you stop, don't stop till you find it. There's a bright side somewhere. I'll go into my secret closet. Hold on, I'm gonna fall down on my knees. Oh, I'm gonna talk, I'll talk to my Father. Oh, just as long as I please. And if you are troubled and you're burdened, hold on, and you don't know, sometimes you don't know what to do. Oh, you can talk, you ought to talk to my Father. Oh, just as long as you please. Yes, there's a bright side somewhere. You believe it is. There's a bright side, Lord, somewhere. Oh, don't you stop, don't stop till you find it. There's a bright side somewhere. And when your way is dark and drear, you don't have to worry, for God is near. If in your heart there is no song, just keep the faith, keep holding on. Turn your plate down, fast and pray. Jesus will always make a way. There's a bright side, oh Lord, somewhere. Oh, when your way is dark and drear, you don't have to worry, God is near. If in your heart there is no song, just keep the faith, keep holding on. Turn your plate down, fast and pray. Jesus will always make a way. There's a bright side, oh Lord, somewhere, out somewhere, somewhere, yes. There's a bright side, oh Lord, somewhere. Don't stop till you find it. There's a bright side somewhere.
Today, that he consistently reminded us that in every situation, God has purposed it so that there is a bright side. Now, I have to give words concerning my father. I want to talk about him first as a pastor. He was one who believed in decency and order. Because this is a time where a lot of people go through mourning, go through sorrow, but death is a time for remembrance. It's time for us to remember the steps that have been taken. It's time for us to remember the purpose by which a person was driven. It's time for us to remember who gave him strength, who gave him peace. Because you can't tell anybody else how to enjoy peace if you don't have it for yourself. How he received joy, even when it seemed like everything around him should cause sorrow. It's time for remembering. remembering him as a pastor who has many sons in ministry. Remembering him as a pastor who stood for right and an example to many others. It's a time for remembering. It's a time for remembering that he used to have sons class taught by a seminarian every Saturday. And from a boy, I had to go. I didn't want to go all the time. But when I went, I always learned something. Because he would challenge you. He would challenge why you believe what you believe. Because not only did he know what he believed, he could also elocute why he believed it. He believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. He believed that he died for his sins. He believed he was buried, and early on resurrection morning, he got up with all power in his hand, and he believed that because Jesus lives, that was the way he was able to face tomorrow. He believed because he lives, all of his fear was gone. He believed that because he knew who holds the future, that he was all right in the hands of the Lord. I have to talk about my dad not only as a pastor, but as a husband. Because I was in the house. And I agree with my mother. I'm glad he chose her too. I'm really glad about it. And he used his love, his kindness, to show how even God in Jesus Christ treats his bride. He lived a life setting examples. He loved on his wife. He was ready to die for his wife. He was ready to sacrifice for his wife. He just knew that his wife also had to do some growing. So just as a church, we still need to grow. We're still not everything that God wants us to be. Because as Pastor David said earlier, it's only the fruit that is ready. And since I'm sitting there looking at a whole lot of folk that look just like me, I can tell you we're not all ready yet. Because when God gets through with us, I hear the old preacher saying, I shall come forth as pure gold. And I thank God today that he had an example for being a husband. He didn't mistreat his wife, and his wife didn't mistreat him. They were loving one toward another. And as a father, I could tell you, he was a father that still gave examples. He showed how God the Father acts with his children. He loves us. He cares for us. He provides for us. And I thank God that he showed me that sometimes it's necessary to chastise us. But I remember after a Sunday morning sermon where I listened intently, he preached about forgiveness. He preached that when you ask God, when you sin against God, when you ask God to forgive you, that the word of God says he's faithful and he's just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I particularly enjoyed that sermon because I put it to immediate use. Because when we got home, I had done something that he was not pleased with. And he made me go, and I knew the modus operandi. He, when it was time for me to be chastised, he'd say these words, go get the strap. Go get the strap. And I knew exactly what strap he was talking about. It was the one belt he never wore. He had sanctified it and set it apart for special use. He kept it consecrated. He kept it separate. He kept it in a drawer all by itself. So I knew when he said, go get the strap, I had to go get the strap. I tried to get slick one time and pull another belt out. He said, now you know that's not the strap. And so I got the strap and I brought it to him. And this is what the next part of the conversation would go like. What do you think I should do? What do you mean? What do I think you should do? I never had a good answer for it, but except, I guess, whoop me. But this time, I had bullets in my gun. So when he asked me, what do you think I should do to you? I said, forgive me. He gave me the strap back, told me, go put that back up. I'll forgive you this time, but you better not. But it showed me how when I know I've gone wrong with the Lord, that God gives me an opportunity to actually ask him, would you forgive me? And am I talking to anybody in the house today that can testify I have been forgiven? He taught lessons about being a father. He taught lessons to me. And not only is this day a day of remembering, but it's also a day of forgetting. Because in Philippians chapter 3, Paul writes, beginning in verse 13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So what I can tell you about my daddy today, he never stopped pressing. He kept on pressing. All of his life, he was pressing. When he began his ministry, he was pressing. When he was in Loyal, he was pressing. When he began in Organized Hopewell and we were in the Lodge Hall, he was pressing. When he went to Crestmont, he was pressing. When we went to Winkler, he was still pressing. When we went to Woodridge, he was still pressing. And right now, we're in the wilderness, but even to his day that he left us to go be with the Lord, he was still pressing. And what he showed me by doing that is it's some things that you need to remember, and it's some other things you need to forget. You need to forget what folks say about you behind your back. You need to forget these folk who act like you aren't anointed in the way that God has anointed you. You need to forget some things that may even be important to you, that may make you think that you have an edge up on another child of God, because Paul was fluent in 14 languages. He had studied at the feet of Gamaliel. He had had much education, and he was very, very in tune with the law and the tenets and direction of the law. But he said, I count not myself to have apprehended. I still have to press. And to the day that my dad left this earth, I tell you, he was pressing. But he wasn't just pressing for himself. He was